Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back into the show. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, I'm happy that you're on the show. I'm a little bit sad because I don't know if you'll be on the show for quite some time after this, man. It feels like this is the end of the road for us in the 2025 season.
Yeah, I think you've said that each of the last four times I've come on, so we'll see.
Why are you trying to play me like that, Vern? You know what I'm just. Why can't
well, why
you,
you try to keep kicking me off
me?
Every time I come on? Either have me on or don't. What are we talking about here?
Right now, we're joined by our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, I was just talking about this right before you popped on. The baseball playoffs feel like a really fun club that, man, when you're in there, you're having such a great time. And then when you don't go to the club and then you see everybody on Instagram and you see them having a good time, you remember how fun it was to go. I miss being in the baseball playoffs.
Well, I've still enjoyed every pitch of it, man. I've been locked in. And again, you're just raising the issue that plagues baseball is you're a fan of your team and that's about it. But yeah, anyone that likes the game of baseball, I think has been highly entertained by the past 2 days.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Who do you like today? All of the home teams are favorites in today's game. Do you give any of the road chances, teams a chance to steal one?
Yeah. I would say probably the best chance of the three. You know, Jack Flaherty has me nervous with the Tigers. Yu Darvish would worry me if I'm the Padres, but you do have a pretty loaded bullpen, a bullpen that's been used quite a bit over the past 48. So, yeah, if I was betting, I'd go Guardians, Cubs, and, yeah, if you're going to take a plus money bet, give me those Boston Red Sox.
I feel like, well, I mean, I know this for a fact. If this happened in football where a team collapsed the way that the Tigers did, where they had such a commanding lead in the division, and then they found themselves as a wild card team going on the road, that'd be the number one story in sports. I don't think people are really talking nearly enough about the fact that just 1 month ago, 1 month ago today, the Guardians were 68-69. Now they're hosting a deciding game in the playoffs. What a wild turn of event for both of these teams.
And I think the reason it's not the biggest story is because of what happened with the highest paid ball club in baseball history with the New York Mets and the fact that they, you know, were 20 some odd games above 500 and they missed the postseason completely. And of course, them being in New York is much more meaningful than whatever's going on in Detroit. As you've seen, every game of this series has opened up the action. It's a noon start today. That game just starting at 2 o'clock. So, Detroit and baseball, you know, the middle of America baseball isn't normally going to penetrate nationally. The Mets did. The Mets also with a pretty epic collapse, especially when you look at the names in that lineup. Now, Detroit's is certainly more historic, but the Mets has garnered more attention.
All right, Vern, let's talk about the Kansas City Royals here. What did you make of J.J. Piccolo in his exit interview a couple of days ago?
I was actually more impressed with, or what stuck with me out of that press conference was Matt Quatrero. I was really impressed with the way that he owned it. And not in the throwaway way where all managers are going to sit there and, oh, you know, it starts with me. But I'm talking specific examples of where Q thought he should have and could have and will do a better job moving forward. He also called it a step back. I love hearing that about an 82-win season, calling that a step back. That's what you want. So, yeah, JJ said everything that I would expect him to say. You don't really commit to anything. You leave everything up in the air to interpretation. But the way that Q continued to raise the bar of this organization was my biggest takeaway.
Yeah, I'm curious to get your thoughts on. I think a lot of fans wanted to see changes, at least when it came to the hitting department of things. It sounds like the Royals are going to bring back their hitting coach from last season. I don't think that's a very popular opinion amongst fans. I think the Royals have shown that they are going to be loyal, that they're going to stick with their guys. Do you agree with the decision to continue, I guess, with business as usual when it comes to the hitting department?
Well, I don't know if it is business as usual. Again, there were three hitting coaches, the director of hitting development within the organization in the minor leagues. You know, that position is still up in the air. You know, someone wanted a head to roll, I guess. You know, Alex Umwalt turned into the guy with the crosshairs on him to the vocal minority on social media. No, I'm glad that the Royals didn't give in, because that reflects a clubhouse, or at least a certain faction of the hitters that like Alex Umwalt. Because if, you know, guys like Bobby and Salvi and Vinny and Michael were saying to JJ and to the higher-ups, no, this guy's not helping us. You know, they vouch for him. They want him around. So I'm glad that the Royals are listening to their players, to the other coaches, listening to the people that actually matter rather than, you know. Because let's be honest, the Umwalt stuff started, for most people, in May, right? Really came to its height in June. But you really didn't hear much of the complaints in the second half. So to me, it's just cherry picking on the most for most people that are complaining.
How do you think that the Royals can carry over what they accomplished in the second half of the season? We don't have to talk about it. They got off to an incredibly slow start in the first 81 games of the season. That was not the case in the second half. If they had performed offensively in the second half, in the first half, they would have made the playoffs and probably have won their division. How do you think they can carry that over into next season?
They just have better players. You know, that was the difference. What changed for the offense after the All-Star break was Adam Frazier brought better at-bats than MJ Melendez. Mike Yastrzemski brought better at-bats than Hunter Renfroe and Nick Lofton. Some of those John Raves and the rookies that you were putting in the lineup for the first 100 games of the season. So have a better team, right? Have a healthy Michael Massey. Have Jonathan India split time if he's ever out there at second base. I mean, I don't want to see that, but if he has to, he better not be your everyday second baseman. I can't watch him boot the ball there anymore. But yeah, it just comes down to having a better 1-9, you know. Jack Caglione, Carter Jensen obviously need to either continue their strong finish or make a strong start to 2026 if you're Cags. But to me, it really just came down to talent and execution, right? Early on in the season, Salvi had some tough luck. Bobby and Vinny weren't as clutch as they were a season ago. They were still good, but they weren't among the best. So execution and talent, to me, is the biggest difference. As far as carrying anything over, C-Dot, you've been through that long enough, man. You remember those Hunter Dozier, Edelberto Mondesi runs at the end of September. What happens at the end, to me, really doesn't have much carryover into the next season.
You mentioned improving the rest of the roster. That's certainly going to be a major talking point for you, for everybody, heading into November and December. I've kind of identified left field, right field, DH. Those were three positions that they got below average offensive production last year. Do you think that's a free agency move for that team? Is that a trade for this team? How do you think they bolster the lineup?
Well, I think you have your DH and your right fielder already in-house, right? We all like Carter Jensen, so if he's in the lineup, Salvi's your DH. If Salvi's behind the dish, I want Carter Jensen in the lineup. So there's your DH. Jack Caglione's your right fielder. To me, the spot is a right field platoon in left field. A right-handed platoon bat for left field. Someone like the injured Lane Thomas, who's currently with the Cleveland Guardians. He'll be a free agent this offseason. I think a platoon of You know, him and Michael Massey, maybe you want to find a right-handed platoon bat for Kyle Isbell in center field. And then you go with Michael Massey and Jonathan India at second base. So to me, the two things that I want to see this team add this offseason is, well, what I just mentioned, a right-handed bat for left field. And then I want a veteran to return of sorts, whether that's Luke Maley, Adam Frazier, or someone cut from that cloth, someone that can calm the waters in April and May just in case everything goes haywire. They were missing that this season, and I think J.J. Piccolo learned his lesson. I don't care that Salvi has a captain, right, has that C on his chest. I don't care how much Bobby makes or how great Vinny's voice is. There's something to be said about that veteran presence that is being forced out, not only in Major League Baseball, but you see it in the NBA as well. Those vets, those guys that take the youngsters and teach them what it means to be a pro. I think that was missing in the first half of the season, and I'm hoping it's there for the first half next year.
Could you see the Royals doing something drastic? I don't want to use the term surplus, but it seems like they have certainly enough starting pitching that they could probably afford with trading one of those to go get impact bat, so to speak. Do you think this organization is looking to make one of those moves?
Yeah, if it benefits them, right? If it's a win, I don't think you're parting with, well, they did it last year with Brady Singer. I wasn't a fan of it then, but to me, you can't trade a pitcher in my opinion, in a trade that you think is pretty balanced. If I'm trading a starting pitcher, I want to feel like I'm crushing this trade. And I understood what they wanted out of Jonathan India last year, but 2 years of India for 2 years of Singer, man, that if you would have told me 3 years of India for 2 years of Singer, I could have gone for that. But to me, when you have a pitching surplus, as you call it, you hold the cards. And to me, you got to come begging. And you got to pay a little bit more if you want what is the most valuable asset in the sport. So could they? Certainly. Now let's look at the options. Seth Lugo, you're trading him for pennies on the dollar, so I think that's off. To me, Michael Wacha's the rock of this rotation. Cole Reagans is the most talented arm in the rotation, so I think those three are off the table, which leaves Bubich, Kolek, Burgert, and Cameron. Burgert and Bubich ended the season on the IL. So if I'm another general manager, I'm not making an over-the-top for someone that I'm not sure is going to be able to pitch for me for a full 6 months next season. So I'm not willing to trade an arm for pennies or nickels or dimes on the dollar. So to me, those two guys are off the table. And that leaves Noah Cameron and Stephen Kolek. Stephen Kolek, to me, is a number four and number five. Okay, I'll move him for a outfield bat, a platoon type bat. I think you could make something like that work. 6 years of Noah Cameron, man, I'm really going to have my socks blown off if I'm going to part with something like that. So could they go that route? Yes, but as we've learned this season, just when you start to acknowledge and celebrate your pitching surplus, a few elbows start to bark and all of a sudden you're trading away Freddie Freeman to piecemeal back together a rotation.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for a few more minutes here, getting his thoughts, kind of putting a bow on the Royals season. I want to go back to something you said just a little bit, and maybe this is just unavoidable, and I don't want to feel unrealistic, but I don't want to see the Royals sort of go into next season where their team is largely the same and they're in a position where they're hoping for Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione to sort of figure it out, and that's the offensive improvement that they make. I want to see them be proactive and go out there and possibly spend a little bit of money, make a trade to kind of do something that would kind of put them in the position. I felt like one of the things that went wrong for this year was we all kind of counted on getting a certain thing from Jack Caglione. It became kind of clear they weren't going to get it, and they were just kind of stuck on what they wanted to do in the outfield. I'm fine if it's Caglione plus one of those veterans that you mentioned out in left field going with, but I would really like to see them add a little bit more of a sure thing in the outfield.
Well, first of all, I don't think, and I know they didn't, and I don't think Royals fans went into the season banking on Jack Caglione. This team went into the season last year banking on Massey, Melendez, and Hunter Renfroe. Those guys all blew up. No one else was able to pick up the slack, and this team was forced into calling up Jack Caglione. Now, did they need to call him up as early as they did? Could they have waited a few more weeks? Possibly. And who knows in a few years if we're looking back on that decision with regret. But to your point about Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione, I don't see how this team makes a move this offseason where you're bringing in someone with a higher upside, even in 2026. You know, forget how young they are and how great Carter and Kags could be. But even in 2026, you know, what type of bat or what type of contract are you believing this team will sign? Like, you know the upside of a Jack Caglione. You talked about it all off, you know, you've heard everyone tell you about it all last year. You saw what Carter Jensen can do in the month of September. So are you telling me you're expecting this team this offseason to bring in someone better than what we believe those two players to be?
Right now,
like someone that's going to hit in the five spot? Is that what you're telling me? Because yeah, to me that seems pie in the sky.
Yeah, to me a five hitter I think is maybe a little unrealistic, but I mean I would say a consistent six and seven hitter, and maybe your answer is what you just said. They improve the back half of their lineup over the course of the season, but man, I felt like once you got past five and six, I felt like it was a wasteland for their offense.
Well, and number one was a wasteland. That's what they banked on. Jonathan India was awful this season, and they stuck with him in the leadoff spot for way too long.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Vern, what does an offseason look like for you? Are you watching the baseball playoffs? Are you just kind of keeping up with free agency? Like, I think everybody has a good idea of what your day-to-day is during the baseball season. It's pretty formulaic. Baseball is formulaic. But now you just got a lot more free time. What does an offseason look like for you?
Like, baseball-wise or
life?
Like, as far as, yeah. Well, I mean, I live it. Go about it, you know, keep to myself. But yeah, I watch the baseball playoffs. I watch football. I watch basketball. I'm a big time sports fan. So yeah, I do that and get to see a bunch of people in the off season that I don't get to see all summer. So very much looking forward to it.
A lot of people are going to stay up tonight for the new Taylor Swift album. What was like the thing, the video game, the album that just you couldn't wait for it to come out?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man. Oh, boy. I don't know. Again, to me, I was always just a sports nerd. So, like, the night before a Super Bowl, night before I was a big 49ers fan with Steve Young back in the day. So, before those NFC title games against the Cowboys, wouldn't be able to sleep before that. So, yeah, man, I've been a sports nerd my entire life. So, I would. It's always something like that.
Vern, you know what I'm not going
to... Right? Go into the game with the old man the next day. I'd be... It's stuff like that.
Vern, you know what? I'm not going to say this is the end. I'm just going to assume that you're going to be on the show next week because the Royals do something special.
Well, we got to talk to the bosses. We got to do something different.
Okay, that is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show. Vern, I appreciate you, my man.
All right, buddy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.